Bedtime Bites presents The Family That Camped in the Living Room. Easton pressed his nose against the window and watched the rain pour down like a waterfall from the sky. Today was supposed to be the day, the camping trip his family had been planning for 3 whole weeks. "I'm sorry, buddy," Dad said, putting his hand on Easton's shoulder. "The campground called and said the trails are all flooded. It's just not safe." Easton's bottom lip wobbled. He'd been dreaming about sleeping in a tent, roasting marshmallows, and looking at the stars with his big sister Maya and baby brother Oliver. Now all they'd do was sit inside and watch the rain. But then Mom got a twinkly look in her eye, the kind of look she got when she had a really good idea. "Who says we can't camp right here?" she announced. "In the house?" Maya asked, tilting her head like a confused puppy. "In the living room," Mom declared. "We'll have an indoor camping adventure." Easton wasn't sure at first. Could camping in the living room be any fun? But before he could decide, Dad was already pulling cushions off the couch. "Everyone grab blankets," Dad called out. "We need to build the biggest, most magnificent tent this living room has ever seen." Easton ran to the linen closet and dragged out his favorite blue blanket, the one with stars on it. Maya brought her purple sleeping bag. Even baby Oliver crawled over with his tiny yellow blanket, making happy gurgling sounds. They draped blankets over chairs, stretched sheets between the couch and the bookshelf, and clipped everything together with Dad's collection of big black binder clips. When they were done, they had created a blanket fort so spectacular that it looked like a castle made of fabric. "Now we need to make it cozy inside," Mom said, clicking on her phone's flashlight and crawling through the entrance. "Just like a real tent." They filled the fort with pillows, soft ones, and squishy ones, and even the firm ones from the fancy chairs that no one was usually allowed to touch. Maya arranged them in a circle so everyone would have a place to sit. "A real camping trip needs a campfire," Easton said, suddenly remembering the most important part. "You're absolutely right," Dad agreed, "but we can't have a real fire indoors. He disappeared into the garage and came back with a lamp shaped like a lantern. He put it in the middle of their pillow circle and covered it with red and orange tissue paper. "There," he said proudly, "our very own campfire. It even glows like real flames." Easton giggled. It did look like a tiny campfire, all warm and glowy in the middle of their tent. "What about s'mores?" Maya asked. "You can't go camping without s'mores." Mom smiled mysteriously. "I think I can arrange something." She went to the kitchen and came back with graham crackers, chocolate squares, and marshmallows. But instead of roasting them over a fire, she let each person make their own special s'more sandwich, just the way they liked it. Easton put extra chocolate on his. Maya made hers with 2 marshmallows. Oliver just squished his marshmallow between his fingers and laughed when it got sticky. As they munched their s'mores, Dad said, "You know what camping trips always have? Stories." "Ooh, scary stories," Maya said, making spooky fingers. "Not too scary," Easton added quickly. "Just a little bit scary." So Dad told them about the legend of the living room llama, a silly story about a llama who loved to play hide-and-seek in people's houses. Every time someone almost found him, he'd disguise himself as a lamp or a coat rack. Easton laughed so hard that chocolate got on his nose. Then Mom taught them a camping song about a bear who went over the mountain, and they all sang together, getting louder and sillier with each verse. Oliver didn't know the words, but he,